Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Hey, now in addition to listening to this podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Grant Cardone is the number one sales and marketing trainer in the world. On today's show, Grant discusses one tip he uses for achieving impossible goals and exceeding his targets. He was asked to do a Q&A with entrepreneurs from all over the world. One lady CEO asked Grant, "It seems that everything you do somehow works. Why is that?" Listen to what Grant says.
All over the world, and we did about an hour and a half Q&A where they just asked me great questions. And one of the things that came out of it, sorry, I just got out of the shower, but I wanted to share this message with you. One of the things that came out of it was a lady in the room, very, very successful CEO who's been following me for a while, asked me, "Grant, it seems like everything that you do somehow works." She's like, "How do you..." And she was very clear that she's like, "I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that goes on that we don't see that doesn't work for you, but it appears that when you put your mind to something, you somehow make it work and you achieve your target." And I'm going to share with you what I do to do that, because it was a great question, one of the best questions I've been asked, actually. And it made me think about, okay, what is it that we do that... And we don't achieve every one of our targets, but a very large percentage we accomplish at my office. I'm talking about all the businesses I run. I run five businesses. They all have different problems, different types of people involved. It could be e-commerce, or it could be us buying real estate or apartments and making them work. It could be us trying to find a deal that's off market, or it could be us bringing or launching a new product to the marketplace and trying to monetize that as quickly as possible. And I said to her, I said, "Look, the thing that I do at my company that is very unusual is that we are completely unreasonable without reason, without, we don't use, yes, I'm logical, okay, yes, I'm a sane person, but when it comes to achieving a target, we do it with, like, we abandon reason and logic. We don't talk about, yeah, but, we never start, yeah, but, or no, we can't, or we couldn't because, or it didn't happen because." Anytime you're making sense of why something didn't work, "We don't have the budget, we can't do that because, yeah, but we're different," you are being reasonable. The great things that have happened on this planet and continue to happen are because people are unreasonable. They literally abandon reason and logic. They defy the universe. Now, if you look around, if you're a logical person, if you're a person that has to make sense of it beforehand, then spend some time looking around the universe. Look at nature. Look at all the things that are done every day that literally defy gravity, defy possibility, defy physics. It's all over the place if you need to be reasonable. Now, in my case, I don't need to be reasonable, because there's enough cases of super successful people doing things that are amazing, whether it was a manufacturing, a new product, or whether it was Steve Jobs coming back to Apple and turning that company around. Every day, look at Amazon. Look what Amazon has done. Okay, now you look at it, you're like, dude, that's a no-brainer. Make all products available online. Now it's a no-brainer. Now it's like, it's so logical. Look at Velcro. Velcro was like, God, I should have thought of that. See, but beforehand, it was completely out of reason that you could stick things together because they scratch one another. You understand what I'm saying? So look, this is what I want you to try. Try this in your life. It's going to be very difficult. It's one of the most difficult things I do, is being unreasonable, because all the people I'm surrounded by are trying to make sense of why they can't do something. Quit making sense of why you can't do something and become unreasonable until you do something. I have an appointment right now, and I shouldn't have done this video, because I have an appointment now. I'm going to have to rush off to the appointment. But you see, reason would say, you don't have time, And what I do is I practice every day being unreasonable. Little exercises. I'm going to be unreasonable. I'm going to shoot this right now. I'm going to get it done. And then I'm going to go get my hair cut. See what I'm saying? Be unreasonable. You don't have the budget? Good, go find the money. You don't know how to do this? Good, then do it anyway. Right? Be unreasonable. The real estate's not for sale. I keep trying to drop these shades. The real estate's not for sale. The real estate's not for sale. So what? Make an offer. You understand? I just bought an $80 million deal, trophy property in one of the major cities in the United States, off market, not for sale, not interested in selling, and we just closed the deal. Why? Because I was completely unreasonable until we got the deal. Be unreasonable. Your mommy didn't teach you how. Your daddy didn't teach you how. In fact, your kid, your parents, your teachers, society keeps telling you, be reasonable. Don't do it.
Now that's awesome. Now, for more from Grant Cardone, simply search YouTube and be sure to check out his website, grantcardone.com. Grant's latest book, The 10X Rule, The Only Difference Between Success and Failure, can be found at Grant's website and or Amazon.com. It comes in an audio format, too. And as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Grant Cardone. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks again so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.